Oh my God, Alyssa Milano explodes after ICE deports white-collar illegals. By Neil Monroe on November 27, 2019. Hollywood actress Alyssa Milano is horrified by the deportation of more than 200 Indians who were trying to sneak into U.S. white-collar jobs and to win U.S. citizenship by fraud. Oh my God. ICE has arrested about 250 students who were enrolled at a fake university set up by ICE to lure in, the actress said on Wednesday. Milano's reaction came in response to a report in the Detroit Free Press, which said, a total of about 250 students have now been arrested since January on immigration violations by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, as part of a sting operation by federal agents who enticed foreign-born students, mostly from India, to attend the school that marketed itself as offering graduate programs in technology and computer studies, according to ICE officials. The students had arrived legally in the U.S. on student visas. But since the University of Farmington was later revealed to be a creation of federal agents, they lost their immigration status after it was shut down in January. The school was located on Northwestern Highway near 13 Mile Road in Farmington Hills and staffed with undercover agents posing as university officials. Out of the approximately 250 students arrested on administrative charges, nearly 80% were granted voluntary departure and departed the United States. The Detroit Office of ICE's Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, told the Free Press in a statement Tuesday. The Indian workers enrolled in the fake university to get work permits via two federal programs. The two programs are the optional practical training and the curricular practical training programs. The two programs keep more than 400,000 foreign graduates in jobs sought by U.S. graduates, and it provides billions in revenue for the U.S. investors, as well as the Indian-born hiring managers who traffic them into jobs in many companies throughout the U.S. economy. The OPT program also feeds foreign workers into the H-1B visa program, which allows employers to hire imported workers and then pay them with low wages and a promise of citizenship. The Indians knew the university was fake because it did not require them to take classes, which is similar to many other colleges around the United States which provide OPT to foreign workers on day one of enrollment. Many of the foreign graduates are hired for software jobs, but many others are using their national, caste, and ethnic networks to bargain for U.S. jobs in healthcare, accounting, management, engineering, and design. Many of the good jobs snagged by Indians are in New York, Silicon Valley, and other desirable locations. Amid this Indian-to-Indian bribery, U.S. graduates are demoted to lower status, lower-wage jobs. In many cases, the American victims of this labor trafficking are university graduates who read actors like, say Alyssa Milano, on social media and support left-wing causes, including increased migration. The federal government provides some data about the universities and companies that create and hire OPT workers. The OPT program is being supported by many investors and business groups, and by the Department of Justice. The OPT workforce is just a small part of the overall population of roughly 1.5 million white-collar visa workers throughout the U.S. economy. Roughly half of the foreign workers are in the H-1B program, and a majority are from India. Arizona GOP Paul Gosar is sponsoring a bill to end the OPT program. In a September article for Breitbart News, he wrote, OPT fast-tracks F-1 student visa holders while their U.S. classmates are sidelined. American middle-class parents are feeling the sting when their children struggle to get job interviews and their children's foreign friends and former college mates are graduating with offers in hand. The Fairness for High-Skilled Americans Act, H.R. 3564, is legislation I introduced in June to end the OPT program. Its passage will level the playing field for American-educated job seekers to have a real shot of getting hired, while eliminating the tax incentive to hire foreign labor before American citizens.